Greetings, fellow metalheads, and welcome to the heaviest metal on the internet. This is the Heavens Metal Podcast, featuring bands old and new. Sit back, and for the next 60 minutes or so, enjoy some of the heaviest sounds from the world of Christian metal. This is the online musical voice of Heaven's Metal Fanzine.
Heavy metal salutations and welcome to episode 11 of the Heavens Metal Podcast. I am your host, Mr. Electric, a.k.a. Kevin Crothers, and this is the online musical voice of Heavens Metal Fanzine. And this particular edition of the Heavens Metal Podcast is dedicated to Retroactive Records because, my friends, Retroactive Records rocks, pure and simple. And Matt Hunt, the owner, the point man, whatever you want to call it, has put his blood, his sweat, and his tears into making a lot of the music that you and I enjoy readily available so that we can enjoy it. And so that also at the same time, other artists who have a Christian point of view, whether their band is quote unquote ministry oriented or not. And what I mean by that is, you know what? Not every band is called to be the Resurrection Band, whom I love, but not every band is called to go out and preach at every concert they do, or to make it, have an altar call. some of these bands, they want to just go and they want to play. They want their faith to come through in the way they act, the way they speak, the way they interact with other people. And of course, it's going to come through in their music. And Matt has taken a lot of gutsy moves and a lot of courageous stands in putting out music by bands who don't always fit the mold. Having said all that, I wanted you to know I'm not in this podcast. I don't have artists from Bombworks Records, pure and simply because that's going to be another episode. So I want to focus strictly on Retroactive Records. I got a few. I'm going to bend the rules a little bit. You know, this is the podcast. I get to do what I want. But you need to know that it is through the generous support of Matt Hunt and Retroactive Records that we have had the previous 10 Heavens Metal podcasts, pure and simple. And I just felt like, you know, I've done 10 of these and it's time to pay the piper. It's time to come out and just say it like it is and say, hey, Matt's been footing the bill, my friends, and I don't always play a lot of Retroactive or Bombworks material, but I want you to know that we support him, and you should support him as well. He's a good man. He deserves your support. And right now, I want to get this party started. We're going to play something from Ultimatum off of their Retroactive Records release, Into the Pit. My friends, get ready to thrash. This is Exonerate.
Liberate! Liberate! Bleed me, set free! Eliminated.
It's me. I know I'm not supposed to call you, but I just wanted to tell you that everything's changed. I've changed. Please just give me a chance to explain.
Well, that was our first triple shot trifecta set there, finishing that one off with some Fires of Babylon with Rob Rock on lead vocals, with Lou St. Paul from Winter's Bane on lead guitar, Kelly Conlon on bass guitar from Death, and Robert Falzano, formerly of Annihilator, playing drums. Great album of power metal. If you don't have that record, you need to get it. Fires of Babylon is what it's called, out on Retroactive Records. Before that, I had Welcome to My World by Jacob's Dream from their 2009 Retroactive Records release titled Beneath the Shadows. Brilliant heavy metal album, my friends. Brilliant heavy metal album. Again, if you don't have it, you're missing out. Chaz Bond and all the guys from Jacob's Dream did a superb job on this record. And honestly, this is one of those albums. The same thing with Fires of Babylon. And opening that set, we had Ultimatum. The same thing for all three of these records. I can go back, I can pull them out 2-3 years later, and they still sound fresh. They still sound good. You know, and I have to tell you, again, good stuff. And the quality of songwriting, the quality of the players, the whole shebang. I really hope to hear some more Jacob's Dream. Who knows if we'll hear any more Fires of Babylon. It would be kind of nice, only for the simple fact Rob Rocks, all of those guys are doing other things. So to me, I always often viewed this particular album as a project, the Fires of Babylon release. Ultimatum, keep their drummer, Alan Tuma, in your prayers. He is having apparently some type of nerve issues with both of his arms that really impede his ability to play. And, if I remember correctly, there might be some surgery required. Pray for those guys. But coming up right now, we're going to change it up a little bit, change gears. I want to pull something out, not quite as heavy duty. Liberty and Justice in 2010 put out their Light It Up album, came out last year. One of my favorite songs on this album, with Mark Torian of the Bullet Boys on lead vocals and Chris Holmes from Wasp on lead guitar. I have no idea how Justin Muir pulls all this together. I really don't. He's an extremely humble man. He'll say, "I'm just blessed." And the man truly is. Writes a lot of great music. But this is from Light It Up. This song is called Drunk, Dead, Gorgeous. And you are listening to the Heavens Metal Podcast.
Do a baby on the phone.
All right, finished off that three-song set with The Seventh Power, their debut album, out on Retroactive Records, released originally in 2006. That song was called Human Sacrifice. And I've often thought, you know, Bill Mention has got his hands and had his hands in so many different things, whether it was Final Axe, who was the band we started the show off, Baptized in Blood. That particular track, and I should have mentioned it earlier, but that track originally when it came out, honestly, I never heard the original. And I want to say, from what the rumor and all this kind of stuff, originally it had a drum machine. I could be wrong, but originally it had a drum machine. But this version had Robert Sweet from Stryper on drums. Absolutely kicked butt. Anyway, that was Final Axe, Beyond Hell's Gate. You can get that from Matt at the Retroactive website. You know, Seventh Power, Human Sacrifice. What a great hook. Honestly, what a great hook. I had to throw something else in there from Rosanna's Raiders. Now, some of you may be going, Rosanna's Raiders, I've never heard of them, especially if you're under the age of 20 and you're listening to this. Rosanna's Raiders put out three albums back in the mid-80s, and it was kind of ironic because when their stuff came out, I mean, it's like it's hard rock. I mean, honestly, I hear that guitar tone and I think of old school Saxon from like Wheels of Steel and Strong Arm of the Law era. But this stuff came out on Pure Metal Records. You know, it was originally released in Australia because that's where Rosanna's from. But it was released on Pure Metal Records. And here we are. We're listening to Bride. We're listening to Saint. We're going, yeah, Messiah Prophet Band, yeah. And here comes Rosanna's Raiders. And I at the time, I just trashed it. I thought it was terrible. I listen to it now, and I'm like, you know what? Some of these songs are pretty darn good. That song, Serve Someone, comes from the 1987 album Calling Down Fire. Retroactive in 2007, reissued all three Rosanna's Raiders albums on a double disc set. And it's good stuff, man. It's hard rock, you know. It's good stuff if you like stuff that's got a good hook to it. You know, it's catchy, it's Christ-centered, cool stuff. Again, I'm sure Matt's got a few of these floating around the Retroactive archives, and if you want to pick one up, I'm sure he'd be more than happy to get one to you. I kicked that particular set off again with some Liberty and Justice, Drunk, Dead, Gorgeous, off of their 2010 album, Light It Up. Whew! My goodness, here I am talking. We're going to change gears here. And I'm going to play some stuff off of one of Matt's other labels, not Bombworks, but Born Twice Records. Born Twice, the mission and goal for Born Twice Records was to reissue Jesus Rock, okay? Solid Jesus Rock from the 70s and the 80s. And I'm going to play a couple of cuts from Vision, all right? This first song comes off of the album entitled Vision, which was actually the second album that the band put out. Now, as of this recording, as of my putting together this podcast right now, he has just released the third unreleased Vision album. And I haven't heard it yet, but I can only imagine, based on what these other two sound like, it's gonna rock. And it does have Billy Powell from Lynyrd Skynyrd on keyboards. And that's one of the things about Vision. The first Vision album was called Mountain in the Sky. And it had Billy Powell and Leon Wilkinson, former members of Lynyrd Skynyrd, in the band. And on this special edition from Mountain in the Sky, had testimonies by Billy Powell and Leon Wilkinson. We're going to play a track off of that, following this track off of their second album. This first song, though, Standing on the Rock, Vision. You're listening to the Heavens Metal Podcast. I'm sure some of you are sitting back going, Kevin, what did you just play? What was that? That was Jimmy Hotz, my friend. Jimmy Hotz released this album, Beyond the Crystal Sea, in 1980. And it's just ultra-progressive Christian rock. And that song was called The Gates of Time, one of the two bonus tracks on the Born Twice reissue, the 30th anniversary edition of Jimmy Hotz's Beyond the Crystal Sea, available on Born Twice Records, which is owned by yours truly, Matt Hunt. Matt Hunt, I'm telling you, you guys, this is one of those albums. You know, you talk to some of these guys, and they're like, "Oh, who was the big Christian prog rock, you know, band?" And they'll say Archangel. You talk to Doug Van Pelt, and Archangel's the greatest thing since breathing air, and that's okay. And others will say, you know, Jimmy Hotz. I remember, my friends, going into my Christian bookstore when I was probably 15. And I was like trying to get more stuff like Petra and Resurrection Band and Daniel Band and Jerusalem and stuff like the Barnabas, stuff like that, you know. And I remember seeing that record, that Jimmy Hotz album, going, wow, that's a cool cover. And then I played it, and at the time I was just kind of like, ooh, that's pretty weird. And it's not weird, it's just progressive. It's like ELP, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Maybe the album's got tinges of like Pink Floyd and Yes to it, and it's not your typical stuff, and that's okay. Before that, though, I did have a double shot of Vision. I had Dynamos off of the Mountain in the Sky album, and before that, we started with Standing on the Rock. Vision, my friends, Southern fried rock and roll, kind of like Marshall Tucker Band, a little Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know, Molly Hatchet, that whole genre stuff. Great stuff on Born Twice, which is owned by Matt Hunt. Support him, man, I'm telling you. We're going to shift gears here again. But before we shift gears, I want to remind you that this is the online musical voice for Heaven's Metal Fanzine. And, you know, my friends, subscribers are what keep Heaven's Metal Fanzine going. And honestly, with times being what they are, if you can in any way, I mean, some of you might go, I don't buy magazines, I don't do this, I don't do that, okay. But if you could keep help support Heaven's Metal Fanzine, $10 for 6 issues, you know, HM, which is the parent publication, has gone quarterly. And that's to try to just keep it afloat and keep it alive. And, you know, what's going to happen is that if these fanzines disappear, they're never coming back. And some of you may go, oh, that's fine. But the reality is how are you going to hear what's going on? I mean, there's something about a print publication, and maybe in the digital age, for some of you, that doesn't really matter too much. But there is something to be said for what's gone on before. Don't be so quick to dump and ignore something just because it doesn't grab your fancy. I mean, $10. You spent $10 when you went and saw Thor. I know you did, because I haven't, but I know what ticket prices are to go to the movies. $10. Support Heaven's Metal fanzine, my friends. There's a link on the front page of the podcast. Check it out. I really want to see help. You're going to get writing from yours truly. You're going to get writing from John Swank, Doc, and Jeff McCormick, and Chris Gatto. And, you know, we all love this same type of stuff. And really would hope that you would take the time to subscribe, keep it going, and that will allow us to continue to bring, you know, issues. Hey, the magazine fanzine that broke Grave Robber, honestly, you know, it was Heaven's Metal. And I will say I did write that wonderful piece of artistic writing, and so be it. I'm having a little fun along with my own blog, White Throne Metal Reviews. You can check out my White Throne Metal Reviews blog at White Throne Reviews at blogspot.com. If you Google White Throne Reviews, you'll find it. You can check me out on Facebook. You can check Heaven's Metal Fanzine out on Facebook as well. Well, musically, let's shift gears a little bit again. Retroactive Records. This is one of the bands that Rex Carroll was involved in following White Cross. This one is King James. This is off of The Fall. This song is called The Calling, and you're listening to the Heaven's Metal Podcast.
but you know it's not the same, 'cause his glory shines forever. If you're lonely and you wanna know the way, there's one only way to get there. If you're standing on the rock, the winds will never break you. I know God is more than talk. And I know your word's true. Above you, there is nothing. I won't take no substitute. Only he can satisfy. I'm gonna live my life by the truth. I'll trust in Jesus Christ. But okay.
Finished off that nice little three-song set there with some Daniel Band, I'm Sorry, off of their original debut album, On Rock, reissued this past year on Retroactive with a couple of bonus tracks. But I'm Sorry, that was the song that really, that was the first Daniel Band song I ever heard, all the way back in, what, 83, 84, I was listening to Christian rock radio in the San Francisco Bay Area back then, where we had this three-hour show. I mean, that was it. Not 3 hours of hard rock. It was 3 hours of Christian music. And it was, you know, Sweet Comfort Band and Benny Hester and Keith Green and sweet, you know, stuff like that. And then they would sneak in, you know, like Petra's Grave Robber or the Daniel Band, and they'd play I'm Sorry. And I just about flipped out and thought it was the greatest thing ever, and still a great song 20 years later, and really glad to see that you know, Matt and Retroactive were able to put that out, and it's still a good album. Jay Powell at Steinhaus did his brilliant mastering job. Anyway, good stuff. You can pick that up through the Retroactive website. Before the Daniel Band, I had Rex Carroll and The Bleed. That was a song called These Shoes, and that is off of another reissue that's just come out from Retroactive. And before that, of course, was King James, also with Rex Carroll. Had your 90s hard rock vibe. Well, as we're closing into the closing segments here of the Heaven's Metal podcast, I just want to remind you that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Life doesn't always make sense, and life doesn't always go the way that we hope and want and pray. And the indication of things that are going on in the world around us, my friends, is, you know, things don't always, they get better for a while, and then they get, you know, kind of crazy again. And the reality is that we have a Savior, and we have a King that we can put our faith and trust in. We may not always understand, and I can tell you, my friends, firsthand, I don't understand everything that God allows to have happen. And I don't understand why things happen. And I've driven myself absolutely crazy trying to figure stuff out. But I can tell you that the Lord Jesus Christ, is the one true and living God. And He can be your rock. He can be your refuge. It's not just a rally cry. It's reality. It's what it is. And He is who He is. And don't ever forget that. He won't take you for granted, even though you may do that to Him. He will be there when you need Him. Well, closing in here, the last three tracks I want to play for you. First up is going to be something from Messiah off of the title track of their Final Warning album, available on Retroactive Records. I also want to play I'll Never Leave You by Guardian off of their 20th anniversary release of First Watch. And in the middle of that, I'm going to play something off of Mass's 1984 Unchained EP that was released last year. This track's called Looking Good. My friends, I hope that you get the opportunity to pick up some, hope you've had a chance to hear some stuff that you haven't heard before. Hope you've got a chance to hear some stuff that you like. And I hope you get a chance to support Matt and Retroactive. Definitely would hate to see that go away. Times are tough, man. And I know they're tough for you, they're tough for him, they're tough for me. But like I said, we have a God who is stronger than all that. That nothing it takes Him by surprise. So may God bless you. May God keep you. Enjoy these last three songs. Rock on, my friends. You've been listening to the Heaven's Metal Podcast. Ooh.